Cafes, accordions, and the symphony of traffic. The sounds of a city on the move. The sounds of Paris. From the Eiffel Tower to the Louvre, Paris is one of the most iconic cities in the world, bringing in people from all over, making it an attractive city for investors. Paris offers a wide range of properties, from historic apartments to modern office spaces, allowing investors to target specific niches within the market. And as a financially strong region, it has many advantages, particularly for investors with a long-term outlook seeking climate-friendly investment opportunities. Welcome to City in Focus from Patrizia, where we highlight the locations that feature in Patrizia's European Living Cities Index report, which determines which locations are the most attractive and most liquid for investors seeking a diversified European residential portfolio. I'm your host, Andrew Belt, and this episode takes a look into Paris, which ranks number one out of 142 Western European cities in the report. Patrizia's chief urban economist, Dr. Marcus Seelerbach, leads on the coordination of the index, and he's here to tell us why Paris is top of the tree in our most recent rankings.
If we're looking at the European city universe, and this is actually why we created our Living Cities Index, Paris always ranks at the top or one of the two or three top cities in a European context. And if you look at the data behind the index, it becomes obvious also why Paris is such an interesting market for many investors to go for. Due to the history of Paris, which is not only the capital of France, but with France being a monocentric country, it has been historically one of the places where universities and higher education and research institutes have clustered. And this is one of the main attractions that still drives a lot of institutional investors to Paris. And that also will attract or make Paris an attractive city going forward. As we are moving towards a knowledge economy, creating new knowledge and educating people for the tertiary sectors is one of the main attributes a city needs to have to be an attractive environment for investors. And Paris is definitely one of these cities in Europe that, from that point of view, scores very high on any metric you might associate with this type of analysis.
A cluster of universities and research institutes, coupled with our move towards a knowledge economy, Paris seems well set to remain near the top of the index for the foreseeable future. So let's talk data now. At Patrizia, we use the power of machine learning and AI to help us assess the attractiveness of a location. Our amenities magnet measures the quantity and quality of amenities in a region. And where we place the magnet, that's where people are most drawn to. So what stands out about Paris when we look at the data? Here's Rebecca Ressel from Patrizia's data intelligence team.
For the Paris office market, the magnet, meaning areas with top amenity scores, is placed a little left from the city centre. And the location on the Champs-Élysées is ranked high with 100 out of 100 possible points and lays within that magnet, which, to be fair, was predictable for a street this famous. But interestingly, when looking at the amenity development, the location changed its quantile position by 7 points compared to 2017, so it got even better. Overall, the quality of office locations nearby the city centre or the magnet has not changed a lot over the past years, and the highest decline occurred in the northeast, close to the airport Charles de Gaulle. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad office location, but other parts of the city simply had a higher relative growth. And close to another airport, Paris-Orly, in the south of the city, there was a strong positive change. Also, one of the most prominent office areas in Paris, La Défense, in the west of the center, it experienced a positive development with a top supply of office amenities like food opportunities and a good public transportation system. Now, if we would want to know the residential opportunity, we would have different scores because other amenities are important. The same location here is now ranked 93 out of 100 points and still lays within the magnet. And the magnet is placed in the city center, but it's not as strong as for offices anymore and it spreads out more. And compared with 2017, the location changed its quantile position by 2 points, which basically means that it's been stable in the past years. Looking at the entire city now, the quality of locations in the residential sector has not changed a lot. Exactly where you would find the highest office scores, there is a slight decline for residential. And you can also see that the area north of the Seine, the district of Saint-Denis, has changed positively compared to 6 years ago. But let me conclude that different asset classes paint a different picture of a city and its neighborhoods, and every neighborhood has its own story.
Now we have a strong overview about the attractiveness of Paris for investors, let's find out about Patrizia's current and future activity in the wider Paris region. Jérôme Delaunay is Patrizia's head of asset management, Southwest Europe.
The size of Patrizia's portfolio in France is relatively modest, given the depth and diversity of the French market. And the ambition is to grow this portfolio strongly and actively across all asset classes in order to better serve our clients by providing them with the opportunity to invest in a key market in Europe. In particular, we are paying close attention to value-added or high-yielding investments. But we are also very much interested in the living sector, since we believe it is essential to have exposure to this asset class. And the market's repricing is starting to generate some very interesting opportunities in line with our expectations of quality and return on investment. One of our preferred investment angles is to reposition dilapidated office assets in order to trigger rent uplifts and achieve the best yield credentials, or to repurpose them for other uses in the residential sector. Of course, we are very committed to ESG, with an ambitious plan to improve environmental performance of our portfolio. We are even ahead of schedule in our program to meet both regulatory requirements and our customers' expectations, as well as Patrizia's policy to be net zero carbon by 2040 at the latest. We have been preparing for this for years, which has enabled us to launch initiatives early and spread the cost of investment while developing a meaningful dialogue with our tenants. But now, let's talk about Paris and its region. With over 55 million square meters of office space and numerous business districts, Paris region is the largest office market in Europe. Rental activity in the office market held up rather well in 2023, with almost 2 million square meters take-up. Demand was particularly strong in Paris, where prime rents exceeded 1,000 euros per square meter per annum in many transactions. Paris offers exceptional opportunities that are attracting more and more companies and leading to very high office occupancy rate. Also known as last mile logistics, urban logistics is the final stage in satisfying consumers' purchasing needs. To meet the challenges posed by the acceleration of e-commerce and the general change in shopping habits, urban logistics projects in the Paris region are a key area of focus for operators. And we are becoming increasingly interested in this for our customers alongside our investments in traditional logistics real estate. Coming to residential, this residential property market has been affected to some extent by the slowdown in transactions, as elsewhere, but it remains highly resilient and in demand, with a momentum boosted by the development of the Greater Paris project. Over 1 year, property prices in Paris fell by 5.3%, with significantly fewer transactions. The consequence of this fall in transactions is a rise in yields on acquisitions, which will create investment opportunities. The arbitrage of older buildings unit by unit is becoming attractive for opportunistic and core plus strategies, while service residential assets continue to be appealing for long-term investors. But Paris is also an internationally acclaimed shopping destination, and its reputation as a fashion and shopping capital is a critical factor in attracting customers from all over the world. The resumption of tourist activity in Paris has enabled a consolidation of footfall on the most dynamic streets. In particular, the prospect of the Olympic Games has benefited a number of districts, boosting trends and helping to reshape the Paris retail landscape in 2023. In the luxury segment, the many brands and labels that have repositioned their flagships are benefiting from the flow of tourists and have been particularly active with new shop openings and refits. Finally, the Paris hotel market continues to attract renowned operators looking for prestigious and inspired establishments with a luxury lifestyle positioning. The number of nights spent in hotels has exceeded its pre-COVID average, with a strong rebound in international tourism, and average daily rates are showing strong growth. And now, just a few words about the Grand Paris project. Launched in 2010, scheduled for completion in 2030, the Grand Paris project seeks to link up the entire Greater Paris region. The ambition is to improve connectivity across the region by building 200 kilometers of mainly underground rail and 68 new stations, which will sustain the transformation of the region and create new ties between inhabitants and revitalize the local economy.
Despite its stability and its status as one of the world's most iconic cities, Paris's urban environment is changing, as all cities are, to keep pace with the macroeconomic challenges we're all facing. Paris is having an eco-friendly makeover, in the hopes of both reducing emissions and adapting the city to a new, warmer climate. So how are these changes to the urban landscape going to play out over the coming years? Charles-Antoine Depardon is urban planning advisor to the first deputy mayor of Paris and is right at the forefront of this shift.
I think it's important to explain why it's important to change the way we do urban planning and real estate in Paris. The first point is that the change in average temperature in Paris from 1876 to the current day is already more than 3 degrees. Now in Paris, we have a very historical Haussmannian city, which are not fit to those temperatures. The climate crisis will also be a different issue for our city. Heat waves and floods are going to be the two most significant phenomena for tomorrow's Paris. But environmental crisis is not the only issue that Paris is going to face. Paris, as all major cities in the world from the western part, have a demographic issue. The population of Paris is decreasing, actually. In the 60s, for example, you will have 3 people per housing. And now it's only 1.6 people per housing in Paris. So with the same space, you will have less and less people. And the other problem is the share of unoccupied dwellings. And this is something quite new. In the 60s also, you will tend to use your flat. You will tend to use your housing. Now you'll use it for different issues. For example, touristic events like Airbnb. So that's a very big issue. Why? Because what makes the city actually more ecological is density. And when you look at the carbon footprint of Paris, we are in the trajectory for 2050 to have carbon neutrality in Paris. And it's because it's a very dense city. And when you build a cycling area or when you build any infrastructure for ecological matters, it's really well used. And so the demographic issue is also a big problem. And when you asked for experts, so what is the main things we have to do for the climate and the social crisis? They said there is one thing that people want and will have very big effect is trees, is soil. And if you look at the past 20 years of building permit in Paris, there is actually building permit making more trees, more soil. So it's good to have a new building permit in the city. But for 100% of those permits, when they add new trees, new vegetation to the city, they also add more surface, more offices, more housing. Because people are not going to plant trees just for fun. They need to have some incentive. So that's our plan, to make incentive for private developer to help us to make Paris a better place. For the housing part, we believe that public and social housing is the key, because social and public housing is not unoccupied. For now in Paris, we are around 30% of public housing, and we want to achieve this goal to be at 40% in the next decade. We also want to have more mixity in the city. A more mixed city is a more resilient city. There is a very big Quartier Central des Affaires, a golden triangle, we say, in the center of Paris, where there is very high offices. And we think we want to add more housing here. And that's why we had very hard rules. For example, when you renew an office in this area, you will have to add some housing in it. because we believe that this mixed city is also so good for business. So also part of our work is for vegetation, is for example to say that we have to be in compliance with a standard of 10 square meters of green space per habitant, per capita. And for that, we say that it's over to build on the soil in Paris for now. And for that, we use very mandatory and hard rules, but also incentive to say, for example, if you make the ground better, if you add vegetalization and trees, so you will be able to have a bonus on height on your building, for example. Those type of mechanism. What we really want to add for the new construction in Paris is to say renovation, refurbishment has to be the norm. Just to finish maybe on the proximity challenge we also have in the city of Paris. If you want to have a dense city with amenities, you have to make it desirable for people. So culture and food shops, bookstores, movie theater, art gallery, bakeries, butcher shop, cheese shops, which are very important for French people, are going to be protected in the future. We want to be sure that Paris remains a city where there is a lot of proximity. And for that, we do a very big protection for local business and craftsmen all over Paris.
Whoever you are, it's likely you've at least considered visiting Paris at some point in your life. So does the city live up to expectations and the movie scene view we've become so accustomed to? Let's hear from Amal Delmonico, who has been a resident of the city for many years now.
I live in Paris since 1996, and coming from my lovely but little town of Granada in the south of Spain, I remember that I literally felt in love with Paris. I loved its architectural beauty, its rich cultural heritage, its fascinating Eiffel Tower, its cultural diversity and diversity of atmospheres. And when it comes to food, Paris is just a paradise. What I also love about Paris is that you can hardly get bored, as our city hosts a number of cultural events and world-class museums like the Louvre, Orsay, and many others. By the way, not visiting Eiffel Tower will be considered as a crime. Paris is also a combination of a strong business ecosystem, including finance, tech, and of course, fashion and luxury goods, and home for elite academic institutions and research centers such as Marie Curie or Pasteur Institute. Overall, Paris' unique historical and cultural heritage and its creativity and dynamic energy makes it a vibrant and exciting city to live in.
A city of heritage and stability, but one which is undergoing a dramatic transformation to adapt to climate change. Paris is at the very top of our most recent Living Cities Index and seems set to remain high on the list for many years to come. Thanks to our guests, and thank you for listening to the City in Focus podcast from Patrizia. We look forward to sharing more insights into European cities in the future. You can subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to head over to our website, patrizia.ag, and specifically the Patrizia City Pulse microsite, citypulse.patrizia.ag, to find out more.
This podcast is produced by OG Podcasts. Find out more at ogpodcasts.co.uk.